Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Let's give Numa and Ian another big hand clap. Yes, they have gone through school because of you. Hallelujah. Okay. I met Ian. The church, I took Ian through senior 5 and senior 6 before the church took over. Okay. And, yes, we were coming back from, we came back from the States with a second child. Eh? So we reach home and, Ian opens the gate. And I looked at this guy and I was like, is this guy a security guard? Okay. So immediately I dropped them in the house. Okay. I came out of the house to find out about this guy. Okay. This very young guy who, you know, you just see he's in the wrong place. Okay. So I asked about him. He told me his life. He had finished senior 4. He was stranded. The parents are in Mbarara. He's the last born. All the other siblings, none went through school. So basically, he has no, you know. So I told him, go anyway. To cut a long story short, we got him a school. It's called Makere High School, Migade, a boarding school. Pastor Godson, Selguzi, and the wife helped us, you know, we got that school and we began to pay for him. Then, so I told him, if you do well, you know, senior 6, we shall take you through school. Rather, we shall take you to university. And he passed well, okay, and, you know, the rest is history. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, Carol's testimony and Christine's testimonies, they're in line with what we're going to share. This one, you didn't know about it, okay? And interestingly, it is in line with what we're also going to what? To talk about. Glory be to God. Okay? Generosity, being empowered by the Holy Spirit to be givers. Hallelujah. All right? Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3 says, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That is the word God gave LAT for 2020. That as we delight in the laws of God, in the commandments of God, okay? So that means as we bear the fruit of the Spirit, okay? Then everything that we do shall prosper. We shall be successful in everything that we do. Okay? And that includes prospering financially. You remember that, eh? Okay? Hallelujah. So, how do we delight in God's laws? We said last Sunday that we are supposed to be helped by the Holy Spirit. On our own, we cannot do it. Okay? But we have an ever-present help in the Holy Spirit to help us live according to the ways of the Lord. Okay? Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 27 says, I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you'll keep my judgments and do them. All right? So the Lord says that he'll give us his spirit who will help us, okay,
to keep his commandments and to do them. Glory be to God. So we really don't have any excuse this year not to delight in the laws of the Lord. Glory be to God. The Lord has made it easy for us to do that. And when we do that, he says, we shall prosper. Whatever we do shall be fruitful. Whatever we do shall be prosperous. Okay? Including prospering financially. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 8, from verse 12, it says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. All right? Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit, all right? This is essentially saying the same thing as Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27. Eh? It is by the Spirit that we put to death the deeds of the body. It is by the Spirit that we are able to live according to the ways of the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? And the best way we can really be led by the Spirit, the best way we can really be helped by the Spirit to live according to the ways of the Lord is by getting drunk with him. Glory be to God. It's by getting what? Drunk with the Holy Spirit. When you're drunk, okay? When you're drunk with alcohol, you are not in control of yourself. Glory be to God. In the same way, when you're drunk with the Spirit, okay, the Spirit has control over you, okay, to enable you to do what the Lord would want you to do. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19 says, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is excess, okay, in which is dissipation. Hallelujah. Okay. I remember more than a year ago, I told you guys that I've never found a scripture that tells people not to drink wine. All right, okay, and my wife was angry with me. I didn't know that she was angry with me for saying that, for saying the truth. Then I think either that night or in the morning, she sent me mob scriptures. Okay? Mob scriptures, you know. But when I looked at all those scriptures, they were all against what? Getting drunk. None was what? No, I'm not telling anyone to drink, by the way. Hallelujah. Have you heard? I'm not telling anyone to drink. If you drink, those are yours. However, what I'm telling people is not to get drunk. Okay? I'm telling them what the Bible is telling them. Do you understand? All right? Even this scripture itself, it says, do not be drunk with wine. You see? Do not be what? Drunk. Okay? Wherein is dissipation. Eh? Okay? KJV says, wherein there is excess. So, dissipation here, okay, if you didn't know what it means, I think it means excess. Alright? Now, please don't drink. Alright? But I don't have a scripture to give you. There's a guy, a barber, okay? He saved, you know, so he was chopping my hair and we'll talk about the Lord, you know. Then somehow we got to this issue of what? Alcohol. Alright? So, he began to tell me sinning, people who drink. Then I told him, well, you know, even Jesus, okay, even Jesus made the wine. He turned water into wine, okay. Then, of course, they are made up, things to say, no, it was over what? You've heard of those things, how it wouldn't really this wine, it was... It's all lies. Eh? Then I told him, in fact, Jesus even said, okay, during the Last Supper, he said, I will not take of this fruit of the vine, okay, until, okay, in the kingdom. Eh? All right? So he was saying, I'll take it again, eh? You know. But this is the last time, but, eh? All right? But this thing I'm saying, they're in your Bibles. Eh? So don't look at me like I've become what? I've become heretic, all right? I don't drink. Okay, the last time I tested alcohol was in 2005. Okay, and it was forced on me. Okay, tested. It was forced on me. So I'd gone for school in the States, and a couple which was helping me to get to know, you know, my whereabouts, you know, the place took me to a church, okay? They're like, yeah, we can take you to church if you want, okay? So I called them, and they came, they picked me up, they took me to church, to an Episcopal? In the U.S., the Anglican church is not called Anglican, you know, but the word Anglican comes from the word English. So you remember, the U.S. broke away. Anyway, they got independent. They threw away the English. All right? So even the Anglican church, that didn't exist in the States. So I think it is called Episcopalian. Eh? I think so. Anyway, so we went there. Eh? Church. Then there was a stupid woman. That Sunday, I think it was a day to honor and to remember Mary Magdalene. Okay? Man, this world has become so evil. Eh? Okay? So there was a lady preacher, a very stupid woman, okay, who began to say that these 12 disciples were male chauvinists, you know, eh? Mary Magdalene should have been among the apostles. Okay? She was the apostle of the apostles. Okay? Then she says, we are not even sure whether Magdalene and the Lord had a thing, you know, eh? And you know, she's preaching. I'm telling you, this is what I tell you guys, you had better go in the States when God has sent you there. Okay? Then, yes. Then time for Holy Communion came. Now you know all those things that you're supposed to, one by one. So, man, it was so hard for me to remain when everyone is what? He's going to receive what? That cup of bread and what? So, man, I just, you know, anyway, I caved in and I also went. So I reached there and this stupid woman was one was serving here. And then, so she gave me some cup bread. Then what to drink, man. You know, the thing just gets close here. And you know, eh? It was so strong. Eh? Even before you test. Okay? Then it was alcohol as in, man. Eh? So you can see, eh? I just tested alcohol in 205, but it was forced on me. Glory be to God. Was it forced on me? Anyway, but the other thing also, I didn't get what? I didn't get drunk. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. By the Temunwa Mwenge, as in, I would advise you, don't start. Eh? Okay? Don't say that I'll drink a bit, then I'll make sure I don't what? Very few people have that ability, eh? Known to what? Known to cross a line. Do you understand? So it's better for you known to what? Known to what? Known to drink. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You pick and choose scriptures, you know, those things. Eh? This alcohol thing, wine thing, you have to be honest with scriptures. Eh? However much you hate it, eh? But you have to be honest with the word. Otherwise, you become like for Catholics who have refused to be honest with their wives. There's nothing that tells us to pray to Mother Mary. You know, nothing. Okay? Those Catholic priests also, they get Pentecostals. And they say, where is it that you're not supposed to drink? Because those guys might drink. You know that? Do you know that Martin Luther used to drink? Martin Luther, the reformer? Do you know in those days, church services used to, early in the morning, 6 a.m. The church is actually to this day, okay? Their first service is like at 6:30. Anyway, you know, they're there. Catholic, where? Missa is so okay. Okay? Kumina British Tundu. I used to do those things. Kumina British Tundu, when I was a kid. Okay? First service. Now, do you know how these things of 9 a.m. started? They began with Martin Luther. Why wouldn't he begin a service at 6:30, at 7 a.m.? Because apparently, it is there in history, apparently because in the night, he was drinking. Okay, not getting drunk, but drinking as what he studied. Okay, so he couldn't wake up very early to go and what do the service. Hence, these things of 9 a.m. Glory be to God. It's a truth. It's a what? Martin Luther, okay, used to what? Drink alcohol. And because there's really no scripture against what? Against it. Glory be to God. Of course, these are things where, you know, a pastor should rather not talk about the subject. Rather leave it alone. Let people go on Google and find it there. But anyway, the scripture is here. Okay? Don't be drunk. Okay? With wine. And he makes it sure that he's talking about excess. Okay? Drunk means no excess. Then he repeats himself. Okay? In which is dissipation, excess. So the issue is excess. Are you listening to me? Or you're bored? All right? If you're bored, then, by the way, the best way not to know whatever is to find a way, get your Bible and erase verse 18. You know, find a way of doing that. Okay? Or find a way of not meditating on verse 18. Because the moment you start meditating on verse 18, do not be drunk with wine. You know, the revelation will hit you that way. It is saying, do not be drunk. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? We leave that subject, isn't it? Let us leave that what subject, but I've given you the whole counsel of God. Not, you know, okay, the whole what? Counsel of God. Amen? Now, so we said, okay, that as we delight in the laws of the Lord, in the law of God, then we shall prosper. And the Lord said that includes financial prosperity. Then he said, that when that increase comes, the financial increase comes, we should abound, okay, in giving. Hallelujah. We should give all the increase that he gives us. All right? And that's, we read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. That was on 12th of January. Okay? And 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, okay, the context is about giving. The context is generosity. Okay? And in verse 7 it says that as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. Okay? Which grace? The grace of giving. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay? And we're going to basically talk about how the Holy Spirit also helps us in that regard, in giving. Okay? We need the Holy Ghost to help us to give because it is not natural to give. Hallelujah. It is not what? It is not natural to give. Okay? Money is good. Money does wonders. Alright? For those who drink, money can buy you wine. You understand? Eh? By the way, there's a scripture. Eh? Okay? We talked about how wine makes the heart, you know, the heart glad. You know it? Okay? Ted is shaking her head. It's there. Eh? Alright? And wine, which makes what? The heart glad. Hallelujah. Sam is praying for me, the Holy Ghost. Okay? To leave that subject. Eh? Okay? Okay? But there must be a reason why God is making me what? Talk about it. Okay? Last Sunday, yeah, you remember? I was talking about a P7 kid, how you shouldn't take it, you know? You should only, you know, a P7 kid and you throw him in the States and then they become, you remember? And I went on and on about it. All right? Now, after the service, it's Carol, eh? Yeah, Carol was with her son, yeah. Anyway, so after this service, she comes to me. She tells me she has a sister in the States, okay? And the sister was telling her that after P7, send the boy for free education. Do you understand? And in her house, apparently, it was a big deal because she was uncomfortable with that whole thing. But the boy had known that there's an offer in America, you know, okay? And the boy was on the mother's case, you know, And here I am, I'm going on and on about this P7 thing, which wasn't in my one, okay? But to let you know, I never plan the stories I tell you, okay? I never, said, this scripture, I'm going to put it in a story. And the scripture is, I never, all right? You remember the other Sunday? How I begin to talk about a friend of mine, okay, who had a girlfriend, a light-skinned lawyer, chick, whatever the name. I didn't know that there was a what? A lady, a lawyer, light-skinned, okay, who also had the name issue. Do you understand? And she was here. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So, yes, God is what? Yeah, so as you are bound in everything, see also that you are bound in this grace of what? Of giving. Hallelujah. Probably there's someone here, Bambi, who drank last night. And they're feeling condemned. Do you understand? They're feeling condemned. Eh? You know, condemned, and maybe it was forced on them like it was first told me in 2005. Eh? All right. And God is telling them to tell you the truth. In my word, I have never said what? Okay. There's a guy who was put on the spot. Eh? I read about a guy, you know, who was put on the spot. Okay. And he was what? He was told that, you know, that Jesus of yours, you know, he made wine. Okay? Then the guy said, to tell you the truth, that is the only thing I'm ashamed of, my master. It's the only thing. You see, the guy was cornered. He could, you know, and he's like, that is the only thing where what? Where, man, it is the only thing I'm ashamed of. What? You know, Because what are you going to do, guys? When some guys start whatever in the scriptures, you know, you're going to get stuck and then you're going to start twisting scripture. You're going to become a Catholic. Okay, a Roman or Catholic. Eh? Twisting, poop, you know, Even to everybody, So it's better you tell guys, okay, yeah, it is. There's nothing against. However, don't start. Because if you start, you might not stop. Do you understand? So it's better don't what? Don't start. Hallelujah. God is good. So, abound in this grace of giving. Hallelujah. Abound in what? The grace of giving. And, like I was telling you, it is not natural to give. Hallelujah. It is not natural. We all, there's always something else that we need. All right? And we can always get it with money. All right? So now for you to part with money that can get you that need and to give it to someone, it is not natural. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when you have a house, okay, there is always that thing of, but I can get another house. All right? I know that is good. All right? All right? Even when you get a second house, you're like, at your second acquire bungalows. There's more money in apartments. Okay? You understand? There's always, you know. So it is not natural to give. That's why we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Okay. By the way, as I thought about, as I got the impression that we should talk about this, remember last Sunday, we talked about being empowered by the Holy Spirit to walk in the ways of the Lord. Okay, so I got an impression that I should talk about being empowered by the Holy Spirit to give. Okay, so as I thought about it, I was like, okay. Then that's when I thought about Ian, and I called him. I was like, hey, by the way, come to church and thank, you know, the people. Then I called Unyuma also, because I realized it is in line with what I was going to share. All right. So I was impressed when Carol and Christine, they come up, okay, and they talk about the same thing, which to me is a confirmation that, you know, God wants us to hear this. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I wrote a message to the leadership, telling them that Ian and Unyuma will be coming to testify. So I wrote and I was writing his name, okay, Ian. Unyuma Mugabe, is it? He didn't talk out to me that, hey, this name, actually, he's saying, God, you are the giver. Do you understand? Like, it hit me like a revelation. Hallelujah. Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. It says, moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Okay, you see, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. So, verse 2 tells us what the grace of God did. The grace of God that was bestowed upon them. The grace of God that was initially not upon them. Okay? But when it was bestowed upon them, this is what happened. It says that in a great trial of affliction, okay, they were being persecuted. Yeah? The abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality or generosity. Okay? These guys were not only broke, but they were deeply broke. You know those things, Guy? Like in Uganda, they sing, no mwavu. What? No mwavu ngachi? Yeah. Glory be to God. But she didn't look like a Muganda to you. Okay? So the Bible says they were deeply broke. Deep poverty. Okay, you know that poverty that even has a kao. Not kao. It has gray hair. Hey, this one I've never had. The what? That one I've never had. But there's also obunya, you know. You can, you know. It has that aura, that of poverty. Now, these guys were Christians. Okay? But things were what? Tight. But it says there was a grace that was bestowed upon them. And that grace, okay, enabled them to give. Okay? They are being persecuted. Okay? They are very broke. Okay? But there was a grace that was bestowed upon them. Eh? Okay? And probably it was the cause of their joy. Eh? Okay? And that grace also enabled them to give from the little or the nothing that they had. So this actually means that there is no such a thing as I don't have what to give. Do you understand? You look, these guys were in deep poverty. Okay? Like Christine said, okay? She didn't say, but we can say, okay, she was in deep what? Poverty. But she had that 1K. And she's like, I'm not going to spend this 1K. It's again as you were a taxi guy. Yeah? Okay, I'm going to walk. You understand? Yeah? I'm going to walk. And I'll give that 1,000. Hallelujah. I didn't know that she also used to use that what? I was also in what? KPC when I was at the university. Yeah, and I was at Wandegea, Buganda Road, what? So that you don't use the main what? So that man, some boho chicks, you know, can see you what? Hoofing, yeah? Bonga there, and what? Their parents' Benzes, yeah? You know, so, you know, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Dennis's wife-to-be was also. For you, what were you doing? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are fasting. Hence, not going to church. Okay? So, you see, there is nothing. Okay? You can't say, for me what? You see, deep, unless you're saying that you are, your issue is deeper poverty. This is deep, but for me it's deeper. Glory be to God. Eh? But even that, there is the grace of God that can be bestowed upon you and you'll be able to give. At with joy. Glory be to God. Amen. There is nothing like that. Hallelujah. You might not be able to give today, okay, but you can give tomorrow from deeper poverty. Hallelujah. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. Okay? Then it says, for I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing. To do what? To give. Okay? According to their what? Ability. So that means that even a guy in deep poverty has an ability to what? To give. Eh? But these guys actually, because of the grace of God, okay, they were even to give beyond their ability. Broke guys. Okay? So a broke guy, a broke chick, doing electrical engineering. Okay? Hallelujah. She has 1K. Okay? And she can afford to give 500. So her ability, natural ability. But now, when the grace of God is bestowed upon her, she's able to give beyond her ability. And she gives 1K. She gives 100%. She gives it all. You remember that widow? Okay? You know? I think it is Mark 12. Okay? She gave away all her livelihood. Everything. everything. That was the grace of God. All right? And we need that grace of God also. Glory be to God. When the increase comes, okay, as a result of walking according to the ways of God, okay, God wants us to give. But he's like, I want to empower you to give, okay, not just according to your ability, okay, but even beyond your ability, okay? And that grace of God comes by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We all, by the way, we need that grace of God. You can give according to your ability, maybe because you have the gift of giving. You know, giving to you is not, you don't have to fast wait. Let someone first have a dream about me giving, you know. Okay, it just comes, you know, it's a gift, okay. But even with that gift, okay, the Lord would want you to give even beyond your ability, okay. And therefore, you need the grace of God, which comes by the Holy Spirit. All right? For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency. Okay? Can you imagine a broke guy who has, anyway, that hair, gray hair of what? Of brocalysis. Okay? Being on your case that for me I want to give. This is what these guys were doing. Okay? For beyond, you know, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we should receive the gift and the fellowship or the ministering to the saints. Okay? This gift was being taken to the poor saints in Jerusalem. Okay? And broke guys were like, you guys, you have your rich club. Okay? You're not leaving us out of this. You know, You're not leaving us out of this. Nafetuli nasentes afe. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? And it says, verse 5, and not only as we had hoped, but they gave themselves first. They first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. Okay? What does that mean? When they gave themselves first to the Lord, okay, he bestowed upon them the grace, the empowerment that enabled them to give. Hallelujah. To give to some other poor chaps. Okay? So poor people can give, what? You understand? There's always someone who is more in need. And even if they are not more in need, they are still in need. So on Thursday, we come here to pray. Okay? And at the end, or at the beginning also, Joanne, okay, gives me the scriptures as she shared with us what the Lord had what? Laid upon her heart. Glory be to God. Okay? She didn't know she was giving me what? Sassy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I was like, as I preach her stuff, rather my stuff, I will acknowledge her help. And I tell her husband to go out and say, hey, pastor said, you know, you helped him. But now she's there. Okay? So, she read Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Remember last Sunday we were talking about being filled with the Spirit, and that's what we're talking about now. We need to be filled with the Spirit who gives us the grace to be able to give. Okay, Acts 2, 1, 4 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? Now, verse 44 to 45 says that now all who believed were together and had all things in common. Okay? Remember, this is in the context of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then he says that now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods. Okay, in the margin of my Bible, it says that they would sell. Okay, so it wasn't just sell everything at once, bena. Okay, but it implies that they would sell as need arose. You understand? And I'm not telling anyone what to sell their stuff. I'm just reading you scriptures. Okay, just like I didn't tell anyone to get what. to drink. I just read them scripture. Are you listening to me? Okay? If you have a problem against scriptures which don't dish drinking, okay? Yeah, you should, you know. In fact, actually, almost all Christians, by the way, don't want these what? Scriptures. These ones, the Acts 2, 44. Okay? 45, selling their possessions and goods. Okay? They don't cause man. You know, you read them, someone is going to say, Wagambi, Abalokrebatan, so Gamba, Wantu. To what? To sell all their things and bring them to the pastor. But thank God it says they brought them to, like as you see, at the apostles' feet. And I'm not what? I am not an apostle. Okay, so the same animosity, okay, people have against Jesus turning water into wine and then saying, I won't drink it again until, okay, it's the same animosity people have. But actually, if the Lord leads you to sell something, okay, to be a blessing to something, you should do it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. You have a house, you have land, and the Lord leads you to sell it, to give you. Do it. Okay? You won't be the first one to have done it. These guys did it. Hallelujah. Amen? It is there. Have you seen it? It's there. Just like Ephesians 5:18-19 is there. Glory be to God. Okay. How about the Lord leads you, sell your car? You just do it. And you give to what? To Andrew. In fact, sometimes he's like, no, don't sell it. Jimuwe, so that he can have two. Okay? There's nothing wrong with having two what? Two cars. Hallelujah. Okay, and he tells you, so-called repairing a bulunji, don't create a burden for the receiver. At the receiver, not tanko kujamu his money, then the thing you've given him becomes a burden. Say, God, man, this thing that you've given me, it's a curse. All right? Don't do those things, by the way. Okay? You give someone, let's say like what? Like a suit. But then the suit needs dry cleaning. You know, you've just created a burden, at least for that first 1 week. Someone can't, I know food now to take the suit. You know, play, why first dry clean it. Glory be to God. Okay? You're giving away phones, which man are going to be a burden. Well, you know, this phone no longer works well, the battery, what? Okay? And I felt the Lord leading me to what? To give it to you. No. Well, he can do that. He's like, yes, I gave her the money for the battery. Okay, and now I've got another phone. You know, that can happen. However, I don't think it is that usual. Glory be to God. You give someone a house, you know, and the person has to go and get a loan of 200 ma to refurbish it, you know, renovate it. Really, really. If you say it was the Lord, Soka, repair it below NG, renovate it. Hallelujah. Okay? Alan, are you listening to me? First, renovate the what? The house. Hallelujah. So, they sold their what? Possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. You seen it? Hallelujah. And how could they be able to do that? Okay? They were filled with the Spirit. Eh? Okay? The Spirit who gave them the grace to be able to give to that extent. Hallelujah. Okay? Then, Joan also, you know, she gave me another what? Scripture. Acts chapter 4. Okay? Acts chapter 4. Okay? The disciples again, verse 31, it says, okay, when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke, and they did what? Am I reading the same stuff, okay? And they spoke the word of God with boldness. That is the first result of being filled with the Spirit, which they experienced, okay? 32 says that now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. Glory be to God. Okay? They had all things in what? In common. And what had happened? Okay? They had been filled or refilled. Because remember, they were filled in Acts 2. Okay, now this is another infilling. Okay, and again it had the same results. Generosity. Hallelujah. Okay, by all standards, okay, you guys, you know, this church, which is you, you are generous. Okay, we have taken two kids. You know, in our Cosmo elite, these numbers, we have taken two kids, through university. Give yourselves a big hand clap. Every 500 shilling you have given has contributed to Ian's fees. Okay? All right? To Numa, Lisa's fees. Okay? So again, you see, no church, however small you are, you can say, Fetetuli na. We don't have what to give. We're so small. Okay, those things are for Watoto. You know, You remember the deeply broke guys in Macedonia? They were willing to give, They gave according to their ability and beyond their ability. Glory be to God. So we have also kind of done the same thing. Kind, you know. I cannot say that we are, anyway, yeah, okay? Okay, recently, no, on Monday, or 2 weeks ago, that's when Rachel withdrew money for that girl's fees, Numa, Lisa, okay? And she sent me, right, and they pay in dollars, her university, okay? They pay in, and she gave me the figure, and it's a very expensive university, not like Makere, Ian's, Okay, the other, that university in Kasanga, East African University, whatever, international, man, a lot of money. I even fear to say it because, anyway, a lot of money. But it was all your money somehow. What Rachel does, every month, she puts aside a certain amount of money for education. Glory be to God. Okay? Every month. Okay? Now, Ian has finished school. Okay? Now, for Ian, we're all doing only tuition. Why? Because Pastor Godson and Kathy, they decided to take him, so they got him housing, they got him where to stay, you know. Remember, it was a security guard. And you're saying that you couldn't sleep, but you were not supposed to sleep at night. So you see this one, security guard. You are not supposed to sleep, my dear. Okay? And so they took him up. So they were the ones who were doing all other things. Okay? They're the ones who are doing what? All other things. So for us, we'll do the tuition. Then we give that first, like, that those first monies for shopping, okay, first week, you know. And then we'll just chill for another years. But Kathy and Godson were the ones who did the rest. In fact, for him to come here, actually, that's why he even goes to church. So for him to come here, I had to request them, that can you release that young man? And he comes here, and he testifies, and thanks the people who paid his fees. And they were like, of course, he should come anytime. Yes, and that's how he's here. Okay? One day, actually, Albert, who knows him, because Albert knows Kathy and Godson. So he was telling me, okay, that Albert also would at times give him a little something. Glory be to God. You see? Generosity. Okay? Because they knew each other. And I got to know later that, you know, okay? Because Albert phoned him at the cafes. And even him, he would also, give a little something. Chin to Chidogo. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? You remember, those of you, how I met this girl, okay? Man, it was amazing how I met her. Okay? And then we began to, you know, it was amazing. But where did all that money come from? Okay? That money didn't come from anywhere else but from you, all of you. Now, for her, we were doing everything. You remember a very expensive university? Sometimes I would even ask Rachel, because I knew her, this chick, she's going to start school in the next 1 month. And I asked Rachel, do you have that money? Because I was like, no. There was a time, actually, the money wasn't there. Okay? However, then, you know, but of course we didn't tell her, but the money was there, but not all of it. Okay? Then, she told us that they have told us that we shall not begin school, resume school now. We shall, you know, they postponed when the semester would resume. Then God will say, you see, there was nothing to worry about. It wasn't yet time for what? For school. But when that time for school comes, the money will be there. And lo and behold, when that time came, the money was there. Okay? Every 2 weeks or so, she calls Rachel. She's like, now I need, you know, upkeep, this amount of money. And, you know, now where does all that money come? It comes from you, by the way. Jade, it comes from you. Be sure whatever amount of money you give, okay, somehow there's a percentage that goes towards that, towards generosity. Hallelujah. Amen? You understand? So, you know, now she's a girl, okay? She needs to what? Okay? Whatever, her hair, 5K, you know. Yes, she's a student. She shouldn't spend as much as what? As Sarah, you know. Now you want to persecute me. Okay? Sarah is the senior banking officer. So, you know, she should, you know, listen, whatever. They should, you understand? So we did everything. Then Bambi, I would know now Christmas is coming up. She, Katiarimu Hostel, you know, alone because she has no family. So I talked to my wife and I, let her come home, and she came. Then This is 2018. Okay, then some people go to know that, hey, this girl is so close to the Musinguzi, like that man, you had better go slow now, eh? Okay? Then they began to call her pastor's daughter. I think I got to know that from Andrew, that man, pastor's daughter, eh? You had, okay? Then she came back last month also, because you see a family, you know? Christmas, what? Yeah, time. Now, anyway, she's out. Now, my mind now, you know, since I knew she was going to start the last time, I began thinking that now when she finishes, because now she has to get out of the hostel. Now, what next, Lord? So, you see, that's how for me my mind worked. Well, because I have a natural, rather, not a natural, but I have that gift of giving. So, I'm thinking about her. You know, eh? So as I think about her, but you know, it takes money. So I'm thinking, I'm like, God, send the money. If you are going to use me to continue to help her until, you know, she has a good job, as you know, eh? I'm like, send me the money. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? Most of my, well, not most, but a good number of my thoughts, it's all about giving. You know, when I'm just seated there, I'm just looking, you know, it is what? Now I remember when Andrew was graduating, you know, he was with us here, he had served the Lord, he helped, you know. So he was going to graduate. Now I'm like, okay, you know, and for me, my thing, you know, I'm like a party, as a church, where did that money come from? From you guys. Hallelujah. So you see, but it's not a lot of money. We're giving, you know, we're deep poverty. But because of the grace of God bestowed upon us, we are giving even beyond our ability. By the way, you guys, you ask yourself, where is that money coming from? Honestly, money to pay rent, to pay those instruments, to do this and that, you know, eh? And then, you know, where is it coming from? Okay? Ideally, not ideally, but the common practice is all the money, especially when the church is small, the pastors on Azona, you know, eh? But I'm a giver, you know, and I know if giving doesn't start from the leadership, okay, it affects even the whole congregation. You understand? So if there's no generosity from the head, it's going to affect all the church. You'll find guys who are not giving each other, helping each other. They're actually stealing from each other. I'm telling you, they're giving stories to each other. Is it a Leo? And by the way, I've never been a part of a church like that. Okay, we are everyone was plotting. You know, the pastors were whatever in the congregation, eh? Okay, the congregation also, everyone, well, not everyone, but like 80% of the congregation was shady. Okay? Now, the longer I stayed in that church, I realized it was coming from the top. You understand, eh? It was coming from the top. Now, I get to hear stories of how you people are helping one another. I get to hear that, man, you know, and I'm like, wow, okay? People are helping each other in the church, okay? People are giving each other lifts in the church. Someone didn't have to ask where lift, okay? But actually, someone who has a car walks to people by where lift, you know, like on Thursdays, okay? Judith, you see her asking people, okay? You know, the natural thing is that, man, you know, you know, my peace. They will also get their cars. That is a natural thing. I remember the time when I didn't have a car. Okay, and I'll be leaving church, okay, at that time it was KPC North, leaving church, okay, and the exit was dusty. Remember that? From church to Undele Troop, you know, that was dusty. And man, you wonder whether these guys have been in church. The way they raise the dust. Honestly, when you've been to church and you see dust and your fellow church members, isn't it? But man, you wonder whether these guys have been in church or whether they are saved. Okay? And so, I say that the day I get a car, I'll never forget. I'll give people lifts. Whether they don't want AC, okay? What about who don't like AC, man? It's AC, like it is. It's a devil. You know, but yes, okay, I'll want suffer. I'll put down the windows and bring in the dust, but I'll help people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Generosity. That's what we're talking about. But the issue God wants us to know is we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, to be able to give even beyond our ability. Hallelujah. Especially because he said that increase is going to come. Okay, and he says now when the increase comes, make sure you abound in this grace of giving. And he says, I'm going to help you. Okay, I'm going to help you by my Spirit. Glory be to God. And we all will need it. Even people like me, I'm not boasting, but it is a truth. God gave me the gift of giving. However, even me, I still need the grace of God, the infilling of the Spirit to give, because I need to give not only according to my ability, okay, my gift, but even beyond my ability, like the Macedonians. Glory be to God. Okay, the people we are with, it is a natural, okay, like Dennis, okay, people, it's just, sometimes, anyway, it is just, okay, but even those ones, they still need this, the grace of God, to give according to their ability and beyond their ability. Glory be to God. Okay? Sometimes you're in places and you see, not like where we're building, there's a guy who has become a friend or an acquaintance. Okay? And he has taken ages to finish his house. So sometimes I look at his house and I'm like, you know, a day should come when God gives me more money. All right? Then I go to him. I'm like, Django boss. You know, okay? What is, you know, And it's not the things I think about. All right? I think about, I look at you and I just thought, I was like, I'll do this for this one person. Okay? I think about Carol and Albert. You're like, you know, Senga, I'm, you know, God just gives me the money and allows me. Nemba zimbile nyumba. You know, and you're like, no, it is not my house. You see, title, you know, And for me, those are things I think about. Why? Because it's a gift. Glory be to God. Okay? However, we all need to be filled with the Spirit. Okay? So that we can be able to give not only according to our ability, but even beyond our ability. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So give yourselves a big hand clap for taking Ian and Numa through school. All right? And we are not going to stop giving. Hallelujah. We are not going to what? Tetugenda kufuna that little money we can use for giving and we give it to a cameraman. Are here to record our services. For what? Yet someone can go to school. Glory be to God. We ain't gonna what? We ain't gonna do that. Hallelujah. We are going to give and give and give. And by the way, that is one of the reasons why this church, we are not
like bagaye mutuyambe rent, you know, next time, you know, it's because there's a spirit of what? Generosity, okay, operating in the place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. So as we sing this song, please let us mean it, eh? Okay? It is about being filled with the Spirit, being used by the Spirit to do the will of God. Okay? And today, it is majorly, okay, the will of God, which is giving. Generosity, helping one another. Giving to causes that the Lord would want us to be involved in.
Fresh on me, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me.
Father, we thank you for today. You fill each one of us with your Holy Spirit. You refill us once again. You give us a refreshing. You bestow upon us the grace to give. The grace to give, Father. The grace to give beyond our ability. For you delight, you love a cheerful giver. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for today. You have empowered us to be more generous than ever before. We thank you, Lord, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.